You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby Lord, have mercy. Matt the Cat back on the scene with my jukebox record machine, ready to keep it clean and spinning as long as you keep listening and grinning. Ooh, mercy. Are you ready for a solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues? I'm talking about the soul that came before rock and roll. Actually, I should amend that. This week's show will be nothing but 1940s R&B, and that's because we're putting the jukebox back in the spotlight yet again for another Jukebox Rhythm Review. This time, we're going back to 1948. Over the next two programs, we'll be presenting the biggest jukebox records of 1948. This week in part one, we'll hit the first half of the year, and next week, the second half. So gas your gate and get straight, because it's 1948. A year that saw the unveiling of the LP, long playing phonograph record, the introduction of the transistor, and Velcro was also introduced. Your average salary in 1948 was just under $3,000 per year, while the cost of a new car was about $1,250, and a new house ran you a little over $7,000. It cost 60 cents to go see a movie and 16 cents a gallon to fill up the old Chevy. On January 30th, Indian activist Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated. At the end of February, stock car racing got a boost when NASCAR was formed, and the State of Israel was declared on May 14th. But what was the first number one rhythm and blues record of 1948? Well, it was actually one that entered the chart in October of 47, and it hit number one on November 22nd and remained there for 12 weeks, making a record from 1947 the first number one of 48. And it's by a woman who was really hot at the time, Julia Lee. She's best known for her tongue-in-cheek double entendre records. So let's go back to January of 1948. Let's warm up the tubes in our old Rockola jukebox and set a spinning. Opportunity knocks but once. Snatch and grab it. Here's Julia Lee and her boyfriends kicking off the Jukebox Rhythm Review, Part 1, 1948, on this week's Juke in the Back.
Opportunity. Opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the east, grab it in the west, grab it in the place where you hold it best. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. In the middle and hold it tight. Snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it up high, grab it down low, grab it real tight, don't let it go. Snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Thank you. cold, grab it when it's hot. Grab it in the place where you grab a lot. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the morning, grab it in the night. Hold it, baby, and hold it tight. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away.
I haven't been myself since you said goodbye to me. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter, and this is what I had to say. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter, and this is what I had to say. Man, you know how I feel if you ever had a gal like me. I said, let me hear from you, baby, let me hear from you right away. Yes, let me hear from you, baby, please let me hear from me. Cause I haven't been myself, baby, since you went away. When you were here with me, baby, I took you for a square, and I'm biting off my nails and pulling out my hair. Biting me, honey. Well, well, baby. Yes, just ride me, baby. Yes, I'm walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. Yes, keep walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. I miss you so much, you've been gone such a long, long time. I can't eat, sleep, I'm pacing the floor. You got me doing things, baby, that I never did before.
It's been a long time, baby, since I've been
from you. Honey.
The neighbors say that I'm blowing my top, cause the mailman passes and he never stops.
So
write me a letter, say I'm still your fella,
cause I won't be myself till you hurry on to me.
Ah, the Ravens, with the unmistakable bass lead of Jimmy Ricks. Write Me a Letter, their first smash hit. It was actually issued in October of 1947, but didn't hit the jukebox chart until January, where it rose to number 5 and set off a whole new era of vocal group sounds. Previously, vocal groups like the Ink Spots and the Mills Brothers, the Delta Rhythm Boys and such, had ruled. But soon, thanks to the Ravens and the Orioles, a new crop of vocal groups would set the world on fire and eventually lead to the birth of rock and roll and the birth of doo-wop. And just because Write Me a Letter was their first hit doesn't mean the Ravens were newcomers. They had already issued 3 records on the Hub label. They joined National Records in 1947, and that, Write Me a Letter, was their 3rd national single. Before that, Opportunity Knocks But Once, Snatch and Grab It, spinning off of Capitol Records, and number 1 through the beginning of 1948, and it wouldn't lose the position until February. Up next is an odd little record by Rose Murphy, whose nickname was the Chi-Chi Girl. This record came out in January of 48 on the Majestic label, and Rose Murphy had this thing with re-recording old songs. This tune, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, was a hit for Cliff Edwards back in 1928, And her other two R&B charting records were also remakes of old songs from the 20s and 30s. I Can't Give You Anything But Love also crossed over to a very respectable number 13 on the pop charts. She definitely had a unique sound, and I'm proud to spin this one on our Jukebox Rhythm Review of 1948. Here's Rose Murphy with I Can't Give You Anything But Love, baby.
Chee-chee.
That's the only thing. Splendid, oh baby. Dream a while, scheme a while. Sure to find happiness, and I guess all the things you pine for. Gee, I like to see you looking swell, baby. Love, baby. Until that lucky day, you know darn well.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, then I kneel down and pray. Thank you. Chrissy. Lord have mercy on me. Lord have mercy. My heart's in misery. Crazy about my baby. Yeah, send her back to me.
The great Aaron T-Bone Walker. Call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Considered a blues standard today, it was a big jukebox hit in early 1948, where it went to number 5. That wax is off of the Black and White label, and this next one spins off of Capitol. It's the King Cole Trio, and Nat King Cole only had 5 charting records during the year of 1948, which included the Christmas song in December. Here he is with a rendition of a 1923 Irving Berlin song, What'll I Do? It was recorded on August 6th of 1947 and issued in February of 48. It would rise to number 8, and it really is one of Nat's greatest songs. The King Cole Trio with What'll I Do, as we feature 1948 on this week's Juke in the Back.
What'll I do when you are far away and I'm so blue? What'll I do? What'll I do? I am wondering who is kissing you. What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams, that won't come true. What'll I do?
Support for this week's Juke in the Back provided by Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Thomas Huber, Greer Keen, Barry from San Diego, and the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear him on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the juke in the back.
I got a man that's more than 8 foot tall, 4 foot shoulders, and that ain't all. King size papa, he's my king size papa. I take the door off the hinges when my baby comes to call. There's such a lot of him, the way he grew, enough to last till 1992. King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's a real super daddy and he knows just what to do. No one can thrill me like my baby can. He's such an extraordinary man. King size papa, he's my king size papa. Never was nothing like him since the day the world began. He's around, there's not a thing I lack. When he loves me, he holds nothing back. King size papa, he's my king size papa. Everything that I need, he carries in his king size pack. They built a boulder dam, the Empire State, and then they made my man, and is he great? King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's the one in a million who can really keep me straight. He's got big strong arms to hold me tight. Then he squeezes me with all his might. King size papa, he's my king size papa. He's my one big moment and I'll keep him right inside.
Another one from the always tongue-in-cheek Julia Lee and her boyfriends. That's King Size Papa, a song that didn't enter the chart until Valentine's Day of 1948. It hit number one on March 20th, where it remained for 9 weeks. King Size Papa was a monster hit and crossed over to number 15 pop, which was pretty amazing for such a suggestive record. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s rhythm and blues, on this week's Juke in the Back, as we put the jukebox in the spotlight and feature my jukebox rhythm review of 1948. That Julia Lee record was off of Capitol, and so is this next one. From March of 48, it's Nellie Lutcher and her rhythm with Fine Brown Frame. Now, Lutcher was from Lake Charles, Louisiana. She was the older sister of Joe Lutcher. She played piano and had a more successful career than her brother. This tune, Fine Brown Frame, went to number 2 in April. This was her third biggest hit, behind He's a Real Gone Guy and Hurry On Down. Here's Nellie Lutcher and her rhythm with the classic Fine Brown Frame.
Oh, he's got a fine brown frame. I wonder what could be his name. He looks good to me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. How long have you been around? Mister, when did you hit this big town? I want to scream, 'cause I've never seen such a fine brown frame. All that I have is a broken down chair, but I would gladly make him king on my throne. Don't be a square, why don't you come over here? Together we would really be gone. Oh, he's got a fine brown frame. I wonder what could be his name. He is solid with me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. Beep, 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 beep. He's got such a fine brown frame. I wonder what could be his name. He looks good to me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. How long have you been around? Mister, when did you hit this big tone? I wanna scream, ow, cause I've never seen such a fine brown frame. All that I have is a broken down chair, but I would gladly make him king on my throne. Don't be a square, why don't you come over here? Together we would really be golden. Ooh, he's such a fine brown frame. Honey, won't you tell me your name? He is solid with me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. Taylor, Robert Young, Amici, and Gable are all as fine as mountain sable. You may not be classed with the elite, and you may not be hip to that jive like boot and all reet. But oh, whoa, 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 baby, you, you look like Hercules done up in bronze. And I know I'm a clown whenever you're around, because I'm crazy about, mad about, wild about your fine brown frame.
Just another lovely song, it's in my heart to linger on. Your lips are so tender, your heart is beating fast, and you willingly surrender. Things you said to life. Tomorrow night, will you remember what you said tonight? Tomorrow night, will all the thrills be gone? Another memory, or just another lovely song, it's in my heart to linger on. Your lips are so tender, your heart is beating fast, when the moon is bright. Tomorrow night, will you say those lovely things you say tonight?
Lonnie Johnson. And you know, it can't be overemphasized what a huge hit that was in 1948. Johnson, who was born in New Orleans in 1899, began his recording career for OK Records in 1925. He then moved on to Decca, and after World War II, was recording for the King label. He successfully made the transition from blues to rhythm and blues. On May 22nd, that record topped the airplay chart for 7 weeks, but only made it to number 2 on the jukebox chart. It would later be recorded by Laverne Baker and, of course, Elvis Presley. If you look at the original King label, it says Tomorrow Night, Lonnie Johnson's theme song. Next up, we move to a woman who could really play that boogie-woogie. She began in Roy Milton's band, but while with his outfit, branched out on her own to have a couple of specialty singles. You know I'm talking about Camille Howard. This song was popular with jukebox jumpers and made number 7 in May of 48. It's a great instrumental called Extemporaneous Boogie. Here's Camille Howard spinning off the specialty label and holding stable on my rickety old jukebox turntable with Extemporaneous Boogie.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Nature Boy, with the Capitol label only reading King Cole. It was Nat's biggest success to date, hitting number one on the pop chart and stalling at number two on the rhythm and blues jukebox chart. I never get tired of that record, probably because of the slight touch of eeriness to it. And I always feel like every time you hear it, you're taking a little lesson away from it. You can't say that about too many records. Nature Boy was recorded on August 22, 1947, and released on March 29th of 48. It topped the chart in May and really set the table for Nat's future crossover success. At the top of the show, I mentioned that it cost 60 cents to go see a movie in 1948. But what were you seeing? Well, the top-grossing films of the year were The Red Shoes, The Three Musketeers, Red River, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, and When My Baby Smiles at Me. The Best Picture Academy Award went to Hamlet, while over at the Golden Globes, there was a tie for Best Picture between Johnny Belinda and The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. John Huston took both the Best Director Oscar and Golden Globe, as did Laurence Olivier for Best Actor in Hamlet, and Jane Wyman for Best Actress in Johnny Belinda. But the biggest money-making star of 1948 was Der Bingle, Bing Crosby. Now back to the establishment that keeps the jukebox in the back. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, as we look at the biggest jukebox records of 1948. This week in part one, we're focusing on the first half of the year. Bull Moose Jackson wasn't interested in who was the top paid movie star of the year. He only had one thing on his mind: bow-legged women. I'm not kidding. King Records issued this in April of 1948, where it topped out at number 5 on the jukebox chart. Here's Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats with I Want a Bow-Legged Woman.
I want a bow-legged woman that's tall. I'll fall in love with her right from the start, because her big fat legs are so far apart. I want a bow-legged woman right now. I want to find me a gal somehow. She's gotta be built like an old bass fiddle, big bow legs with plenty room in the middle. Gotta be on my way to find a bow-legged woman today.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Yeah.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Boy, I'll fall in love with her right from the start, because the big fat legs are so far apart.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Divine.
A bow-legged woman, that's fine.
She don't have to be no glamour gal, but she's gotta have hoops like an old beer bear. Gotta be on my way to find a bow-legged woman today. I found a bow-legged woman last night,
yeah!
And man, she was really all right. She had a solid straddle when she came into battle. I jumped dead in the saddle. You couldn't hear a rattle, and there wasn't nobody there to run and tattle. Gotta be on my way to see my bow-legged woman today. I say, my woman with big bow legs.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the first half of 1948 and the first successful recordings by a blues legend, McKinley Morganfield, born in 1913 on a plantation near Clarksdale, Mississippi. He'd become known as Muddy Waters and would first be recorded in 1941 on the plantation by traveling recordist Alan Lomax for the Library of Congress. By the late 40s, Muddy was up in Chicago playing with Sonnyland Slim for the Aristocrat label. He was soon releasing sides under his own name, and in June of 48, Aristocrat issued I Can't Be Satisfied. It didn't make the national charts, but it was huge on the south side of Chicago, and it was jumping on jukeboxes all over the South. Here's this week's Great 78, Muddy Waters, I Can't Be Satisfied.
Child, don't you wanna go? Woman, I'm trouble. I be all good and mine. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard Lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all wood mine. Well, baby, I can't never be satisfied, and I just can't keep from baby. I didn't see not a doggone thing. Woman, I was trouble, I was all wood mine. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep up. Well, I know my little babe, she gonna jump and shout. That old train delayed me, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all ruined by. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep from dying.
You're listening to The Juke in the Bag with Matt the Cat.
Tonight. away all my blues. Have you heard the news? They're good at rockin' tonight. Rock, rock, rock. Everybody's gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I got the news. Everybody's rocking tonight. Well, Elder Brown, Deacon Jones, they've even left the happy home. They'll be there just you wait and see. A jumping and a stomping at the Jubilee. Hey man, that's good rocking tonight. Sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sue, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too. They'll be there jumping like mad. Hey sister, ain't you glad? We got the news. There's good rocking tonight. Hoy, 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 they're good at rockin' tonight. Hey, hey,
Mr. Blues, Wynonna Harris with a real solid sender. Good Rockin' Tonight, written by a fellow blues shouter, Roy Brown. That one was issued by King Records in early May of 1948. It topped the jukebox chart on June 19th for 1 week. Speaking of June, on June 18, 1948, at the Waldorf Astoria, Columbia Records holds a press conference to unveil a brand new format, the 33 and a third long player, or LP. Though Columbia usually gets credit for introducing the Microgroove LP, the format had been tinkered with many times before, going all the way back to the mid-1920s, when motion picture companies were starting to use a large 16-inch disc spinning at 33 and a third RPMs instead of the standard 78 to record film soundtracks on. Then in the early 1930s, Columbia's competitor, RCA Victor, had developed its own version of a long player. The grooves were slightly closer together than the 78, but not quite microgroove. You had to use a special needle to play it. RCA's LP, or transcription discs as they called them, were pretty much dead on arrival because Victor offered two-speed consoles to play 78s and 33s, but they were very expensive, so the public didn't bite. So 1948 marked the more practical introduction of a long-playing record. RCA Victor, though kind of blindsided by the release of the LP, fought back less than a year later when they introduced the 7-inch 45 RPM single, which would eventually pick up where 78s left off, leaving the LP as a throwaway format until the 1960s, when it would really pick up steam. Coincidentally, up next is a double-sided single that could have fit on an LP, but did not fit on one side of a 78, so you had to flip it over, baby. Don't worry, I'm gonna do the flipping for you, so you don't have to get up. This one comes off of Miracle Records and was issued in May, but didn't hit number one until July 10th. It's a groovy instrumental by Sonny Thompson and the Sharps and Flats, called Long Gone, Parts 1 and 2, as we feature the first half of 1948, this week on my Jukebox Rhythm Review. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the juke in the back. Here's Sonny Thompson.
Thank you.
Bonnie Thompson with Long Gone, Parts 1 and 2. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you're digging this week's Juke in the Back. We're running out of time, so I'm closing down Part 1, the first half of my Jukebox Rhythm Review of 1948. Next week, we'll pick up where we left off in June and carry it on through to December of 48. Remember, until next time, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's close down the show with another one from Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats. This was issued in early July and rose to number one on the Airplay chart, but stalled at number four on the jukebox lists. Here's I Can't Go On Without You, Bull Moose Jackson, closing down this week's Juke in the Back. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.
You made me cry because you said goodbye, and tears from eyes made me soon realize how blue. And I just can't go on without you. Why must I be alone in misery? Be fair to my heart just by saying we'll start anew. For I just can't go on without you. I sit around almost insane. I've got it bad, going mad over you. Maybe you'll find a new refrain. If it's true, I don't know what I'll do. I need romance, so give me one more chance. I pray for the day that I'll soon hear you say you do. For I just can't go on without you.
Run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.